Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's that time. Time for Walking in Power Radio, where we present powerful interviews with powerful people. With your host, Dr. B.J. Relliford, visionary and founder of Women of Power Incorporated and executive director of the Women of Power Network, where we produce with power.
She's gentle. She's strong. Your favorite song. Incredible what you can achieve.
Dr. B.J. Relliford.
Good morning, and welcome to Walking in Power Blog Talk Radio. As stated, I'm your host, Dr. B.J. Relliford, and I'm so excited that we're walking in power with powerful interviews from powerful people. And sometimes we're running in power, okay? But God is so good, and we're so excited this morning. Let me share with you a little about our sponsors. Our theme song, The Power of a Woman, is by Antonia Lawrence. You may find that on CD Baby or Amazon. Look for Antonia Lawrence, The Power of a Woman. Also, one of our sponsors is D.H. Bonner, Virtual Solutions, LLC. With more than 30 years of professional experience working in Fortune 100 corporations, they have the knowledge and expertise to offer an advanced skill set that will support your efforts. That's D.H. Bonner Virtual Solutions, dhbonner.net. Also, Pastor Val Scarborough and Diamond Women's Conference, Faith for My Footsteps, coming here to Metropolitan Atlanta, April 30th through May 2nd. Please visit diamondwomensconference.com. That's diamondwomensconference.com. Moby Flyers, a flyer custom design that lives on your phone and does everything a print flyer should do. Moby Flyer brings mobile marketing not just into the present, but also far into the future. It's fun. It interacts with your consumers. It's not a mobile website. It's not an app. It's a mobile interactive flyer. And today, MobyFlyers.Moby, today we would like to offer and extend birthday wishes and birthday blessings to the founder and CEO, Candace Wilson. Let's give her a hand as she has her birthday today, as she's done so much for the kingdom. We're very excited about that. On Saturday, January 10th, we'll be hosting the A-Team Global Leadership Forum. We are so excited about it. So those that are registered, make sure you're there. On Sunday, January 11th, is the National Day of Women of Power Registration and Enrollment. Listen as you hear more about it.
I'm Dr. B.J. Relliford, founder and visionary of Women of Power. We're preparing for our 17th annual Women's Weekend with the theme, Matters of the Heart. Proverbs 4:23, above all else, guard your heart, for out of it come the issues of life. On Sunday, January 11th, Women of Power will host a day of registration and enrollment with special discounts just for you. Visit our website at women-of-power.org. Women-of-power.org, January 11th, 2015. I'll see you there.
I am so excited about our guest on today, Elder Desiree Harris Bonner, known as the Psalmist. She is the managing partner of D.H. Bonner Virtual Solutions, LLC. The Psalmist, anointed, expressive, energetic, and spirit-filled, saved by God's grace in 1990 and sanctified by His Holy Spirit. Her endeavors to sing and write songs of worship and praise focus on God and Him glorified. She operates in the body of Christ as a psalmist, a Levitical and evangelistic call with prophetic and apostolic mantles. And through the ministry of music, and the word, she's anointed to provoke an atmosphere of worship. As I said, she is the managing partner in her global firm, D.H. Bonner Virtual Solutions, LLC, where she provides ghostwriting, document creation, and graphic design to support international businesses, worldwide ministries, and independent solopreneurs. She's executive of director of D.H. Bonner Ministries, and she's released two sacred music CDs, the Psalmist Volume 1 and the Psalmist Volume 2. As a matter of fact, she's currently working on the third volume. I'm so excited to bring to you one who brings and produces a weekly snippet on Mondays to motivate and encourage others to maintain momentum and just keep it moving. Please welcome with me Elder Desiree Harris Bonner. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Yes, running with power.
Running with power. I am so excited to have you, woman of God, as a part of the women who are hearing the heartbeat, the pulse, and the assignment for 2015. We've had a powerful week, and I'm so excited that you are a part of that great crowd of witnesses.
Amen. I'm excited to be in amongst the beloved, as they say. And thank you for having me. Thank you for having me.
Amen. Amen. Well, I want to get right into it. We're getting a new year, and I've heard many. I'm not one to make a resolution. I just believe that God reveals so much of what He has for us. But please share with our audience the difference between making a resolution and having resolve.
Right. We know that the majority, and when they say majority, I'm talking about higher than 70% of resolutions that are made at the beginning of every year die before they hit January 30th.
Mm-hmm.
And then within the next quarter, by the time we get to April or spring, the majority of those that are left are beginning to die off as well. The problem is when you make a resolution is basically just you making a decision to do something. And making decisions to do something is a great thing. It's a great thing. It's a great start. however, a lot of people who make resolutions have not resolved the issue that they were making the resolution for. Amen. And when I want to think about, we're talking about the heart and the pulse, you know, the divine assignment that is set for 2015. So we can't just say, I'm making a resolution that, oh, I'm going to follow God this year, or, oh, I'm going to read my Bible more this year, or, oh, I'm going to go to church more, whatever those spiritual activities that we do, because if we follow the trend, and we've all experienced that, whether it's to lose weight, whether it's to get our finances in order, whatever we've made these resolutions for over the year. As I think it was Apostle Gray, Norma Gray, on Tuesday. She broke down the difference between to declare and to decree.
Yes.
So think of a resolution as making a declaration.
Okay.
Whereas when you resolved, you're in a position of authority to now decree a thing. And remember, a decree cannot be altered or changed unless someone with equal authority comes back and looks at it again and changes that mandate.
My God.
So when we make resolutions, we're doing what we do. We're declaring. Okay, that's cool. That's a wonderful thing. There's nothing wrong with that. But until you get down to the heart of the matter and put yourself in the right position and the right state, as Apostle Daisy McGrew said yesterday, get yourself in the right state of being. Resolve the issue that requires you to make the resolution in the first place. Resolve the issue that requires a decree to be made. You're addressing the issue. think about when we think about what happened last year, and what God was doing in the earth, and in the spiritual realm and in the kingdom last year, what he was doing was he was shifting things. There were major shifts that were occurring. And what is happening in 2015 is that there is becoming a chasm now between those who shifted with God and those who chose not to shift with God. Okay? When you make a resolution, what you're saying is, I'm going to change. I'm going to hit this from every direction I can to try to make sure that everyone understands the difference. When you say, I'm going to change, is what you're saying when you make a declaration. What you say when you say, I'm going to make a resolution. I'm making a decision to change. It's a decision to do something. You haven't done anything. Okay? So God has shifted, but a lot of people haven't resolved to shift with him. They're saying, I'm making a decision to shift, but they haven't done anything. Well, I feel the Holy Ghost.
There's an
right
action.
Now.
There's an action that comes.
You hit it right on the head. There's an action. Resolve is an action. Decree is an action. Resolution is simply a thought, a word, a decision to do something. Is there's no action attached to it. So in order for you to gain, one of my favorite things to tell people all the time, and this is a regular catchphrase that I have for my own life, is just keep it moving. That's what momentum is all about, maintaining momentum. When we think about the law of physics and the law of energy, when you have that ball that hits all those other balls and sets that thing in motion, that is just the decision to move, the decision to change, the decision to shift and do something different. But if you just do it that one time, go to the gym once or a week or for a month, but then in February you slack off.
Okay.
You haven't maintained the momentum to achieve the manifestation of the declaration or of the resolution. Because you're making a decision to change, but you have not transformed. And God's word says, be ye transformed. He doesn't say, just make a change. Because, see, I'm wearing some clothes right now. When I get ready to go to the gym later, I'm going to change my clothes.
Right.
And then when I get back home, I'm going to change my clothes again. But I haven't, my body hasn't yet transformed. I got to keep changing those clothes every single day. Keep doing it before I'll see the transformation, before something will be renewed, before that which has been resolved, because I'm resolving the issue. I'm putting action to it. I'm putting energy behind it. Momentum is energy. So to get the difference between the resolution and the resolve is the action and the energy that you put behind it, not just what you say.
Let me ask you a question then on that same train. Does the thought always, keyword, line up with the action?
No, it doesn't, unfortunately. The Word of God tells us that we are saved by our confession, but it also says we have to do what? Believe in our heart. So a lot of times people are saying things that they don't really believe in their heart. So I can say that I line up with the decree that has gone out over our church or over the nations, over the globe. However, my heart isn't lined up with it yet. so therefore my actions will not line up.
They will not. The heart of the matter.
It's out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So there's some things that we may say, but pay attention to how we're saying. Pay attention to what we put behind it. Because honestly, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Treasure isn't just money. Treasure is your resources, whether that's your energy, your time, your talents, your skills. So I can tell you all day long that I believe in your vision. But if I never do one thing helps to support that vision, then I can't see the full manifestation of it. At least not for me. Somebody else may see it. God may bring it to pass for someone else.
You said out of the heart, the mouth, out of the abundance, excuse me, the heart, the mouth.
The abundance. Mm-hmm.
The abundance. And I think sometimes we become so, our heart becomes so emotional or overflowing with an abundance of the moment that we don't allow ourselves to really say, okay, what am I saying? Am I just saying this at the moment? Am I just saying it at the altar? And then once you leave, you're not acting on anything that you know, because it was the abundance at that moment.
Correct.
Wow.
Correct.
Oh, my God. So that could be the resolution, but it isn't the resolve.
It's not the resolve.
That's good.
You haven't resolved it.
That's
good.
That's good right
Absolutely.
There. That's good.
And so I don't make resolutions. Not out of religious reasons or anything, but because I fully understand what a resolution is. It's just a decision to do something. There's no action behind it. There's no requirement for an action. So I have to resolve the issue. And that means that I have to step through it. I have to walk through it. I have to go through the process and continually put, what they say, foot to face. I have to put foot to faith. Here's another analogy I had, and this might help as well. Remember when we were little girls, or if you're me, it was probably more recent. Remember when we used to swing on the swing set? And you get into the swing, and you do that initial pushback, and then you swing forward. Now.
Yes.
If you just do it that one time or a couple of times, you're not going to last long on that swing. The swing's going to stop.
That's true.
It will require, what do you have to do in order to keep that swing going for 15, 20, 30, an hour? You have to continuously pump and push, You have to continue to put action, energy, behind it to make that swing move.
Wow.
So
just thinking about what you're saying. Thinking about what you're saying, in November we begin, our mail begins to pick up with so many gyms and centers that begin to send out promotionals for people to start the beginning of the year with an exercise regimen. And so many, out of the abundance, get excited about it and make a resolution to do it without the resolve.
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly.
That's good. You know, once you've laid it out the way you've laid it out, it's so much clearer. By understanding what you have been teaching us on this morning, the difference between the resolution and the resolve. Why is the concept, or does that move into the concept of momentum?
No, you have to understand that first in order to understand how momentum is a tool or how momentum undergirds It's like a bridge that takes you from resolution to resolve. Momentum is that bridge. Momentum is the bridge.
How do we teach that? We need to cross that bridge.
And that's where most people lose it, because they don't have the bridge to get over to the other side. So they're constantly falling off, and they never reach their goal. They never see the full manifestation of their desire. There's a saying that I have, and it makes no sense when you hear it just by itself, stand alone. But when you couple it with everything else I've just said, it should become abundantly clear. What I say is stop stopping and start starting. Stop stopping. And start starting. Momentum is starting. Starting, starting, starting. It's just like that swing set. Pump, kick, pump, kick, pump, kick. Every time you pump and kick, you're starting it over again. You're starting that. It's a cyclical thing. You're keeping it going. You're creating that energy that keeps that momentum going. So you continually start, always start over again. And let me say this: there's nothing magical about the first of the year. There's nothing magical about the first of the month. There's nothing magical about Mondays. Your birthday has no special relevance except to celebrate the day that you were born. There's nothing magical about a special date on a calendar. You do not have to start on those days. You start every single time it comes back to your mind. You meditate on that goal. You think on that goal. That's your heart's desire. You keep it before you, just like you keep the word of God. But you're constantly saying, this is what I'm doing. You stay focused, and you continually start and start. I'm going to continue to keep this swing set going because I want to continue to swing. So I'm the energy behind it. I am. You can get somebody behind you to push you for a minute, but even they're going to get tired of pushing you. At some point, you're going to have to use your own energy resources, your own mind, your own will, to keep that swing going. That's a decision you have to make over and over and over again. You make that decision when you're tired. You make that decision when you're broke. You make that decision when everybody else has walked away from the swing set and nobody else wants to swing with you. You make that decision every single time you wake up and every single time you go to bed. You're ready for that next time you got to kick and pump.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. I believe you just released some people this morning with that statement right there, right there. Because so often we think we have to wait until Monday, or we have to wait until the beginning of the year, we have to wait until our birthday. Just, oh, my God,
stop stopping.
And start starting. My God, my God.
I was with a manager once, and she was saying something about, oh, when Monday comes, I'm going to start drinking more water, something like that. And I said, why don't you do it now? Why don't you start now? Right now, in this moment. Because there's nothing magical about those special days. And if you're not going to do it now, if you're not willing to do it now, what you've just done is made a resolution. You have not resolved.
Amen.
So when Monday gets here,
we have a call. Yeah. We have a call coming in for you. So would you? Okay. We're going to take this call from area code 202.
Hello.
Area code
good 202, morning.
You're on the line. Good morning.
This is Teacher Clear, Pastor Hubs. Hey, Pastor PJ and Elder Desiree.
Good morning, Teacher Hubs. Good morning.
I am so glad I was able to join today. This is a great call, and this subject seems to definitely be on the heart and mind of God right now about what we're saying with our mouths. Yesterday, God laid upon my heart a hashtag, tame my tongue, after reading a devotional that I have been reading, talking about what we think in our heart and then what we speak, so what you said. And then I saw Apostle Eckhart later on that evening made some posts about, he had been posting about prophets, but he made some posts about speaking and what we say. And then you bring this about. And when the new year comes, I don't make resolutions either. And it's not about the new year. What I do have are yearly goals.
Yeah.
And those goals that I have made and that I envision as a Christian, and that's where I have to speak it from, comes from God.
Yes.
You know, I talk to him about what is it that you want me to accomplish during a season. So it's not about the year.
Amen.
But during this season of my life, right, what do you want me to do? And he says, this is where I want you to be. And then talking with him and also with other wise counselors. And then, you know, looking to see, I say, okay, these are the steps I need to take to get there. But it's about goals. Like you said, when you make those resolutions, it's like, okay, I'm going to lose more weight this year. I'm going to eat less chocolate. Yeah, that sounds really great. But how often do we actually do that when we call it a resolution? But when I make it a goal, when I set goals, you know, and steps about getting to those goals, that's when the momentum starts and it continues, that pumping and that kicking. When I get tired, when I get frustrated, when I get confused, when something happens, I go back to the goals and the vision that God gave me for the season, and that's what helps me to kick another time when I just want to let the swing stop. And as Christians, that's very important for us to go to God, to go to our Creator, the one who created us for a purpose and a plan on this earth while we're yet alive, to go to him for that. Because when God has established something, he's already equipped us to do it.
Yes.
And when he's established, there is life in that because he is life.
Amen.
He's breathed life into whatever it is he's called us to do. And so it's a whole lot harder and less likely for it to fail when God has breathed into it. When it's just us doing it ourselves,
that's good,
because we're looking at stuff. Amen. Because
and when we come into agreement with him, we come into agreement with him.
Exactly.
Yes.
That's the motivation.
I can't believe it. I cannot believe we only have 2 minutes left.
I'm done.
You just blessed our life on today.
I'm done.
Thank you.
You got to close us out. You have apparently gave us some nuggets that we cannot leave this place without. 2 minutes. What? Give us some critical keys to building and maintaining momentum. I don't know how you're going to do it. Give us 2 minutes.
I would just say really quickly, say yes to your own dreams and visions, and don't let yourself be hindered or stopped by not your inability to say no to that which does not feed or support that vision. And so don't sabotage yourself. Don't do it. That's the biggest thing that we do, is we sabotage ourselves. The other thing is get help. If you need help, get an accountability partner, get a trainer, get a mentor, get someone that you can work with to help you keep kicking until you can kick and pump on your own. And then the last thing is chunking goals. And that one is a whole topic by itself. But if you've got a goal out there, don't try to eat the whole elephant at one time. Eat it bite by bite. Focus on that one bite and then focus on the next one. Keep kicking, keep pumping.
Wow. What a powerful, powerful program. Elder Bond, we got to have you back. This is something that I want to keep this momentum throughout the year. Keep this going. We got to stopping and start starting. Your website, dhbonner.net, dhbonner.com. You can connect with her, Mighty Woman of God. I thank you so much for being on the program today, and I'm looking forward to you coming back. Thank you for our chat room. Thank you for our listeners. Tweet us, Walking in Power 1, and follow us like us on Facebook, Walking in Power 1. God bless you and God keep you. Whatever you do, wherever you go, always walk in power.